Coming up, more weird sounds. Some from across the globe, others from beyond. Stay tuned, little Stardusties. You're listening to Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
Things are a bit off.
Align the stars with the bizarre.
The everyday that makes you say, hey!
This is Star Queen Paranormal for the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Greetings, Earth Dusties. I mean starlings, earthlings, stardusties, you get it. Tis I, your ace in the hands of fate, enthusiast of the strange and extraordinary, Star Queen and Space Pirate, your hostess of the ghostess, XE. And as I was saying before, I have more weird sounds for you. I don't know about you, but I love a good mystery sound. And some of these mysteries are solved, or they're considered solved, but they were a source of great speculation, and these sounds kind of baffled scientists for a bit. And some of them, they say they're solved, but you can't be entirely sure. Like, the scientists have a pretty good idea of what it maybe is. But several of these sounds haven't repeated themselves. I guess that's one of those things where you're just going to have to listen and decide for yourselves. Anyway, for those keeping score at home, this is episode 41. And while I have tapered off on the angel number thing, I thought my Stardusties deserved to know what Sarah Scoop says on the angel number 41. If you keep seeing the number 41 everywhere, it could be a positive sign that something big is about to happen in your life. This numerology number is a number of transformations and new beginnings. So it may be a sign that new things are on the horizon in all aspects of your life. And that's just some stuff on the number 41. I know I haven't done stuff in a few episodes. Not really sure how my Stardusties feel about stuff. Because I think I can keep doing it. I think there's enough angel numbers out there. Numerology. And whatnot. I suppose if there are any good noodle Stardusties out there who'd like to contact me via the Facebook Messenger for Star Queen Paranormal or StarQueenParanormal@gmail.com. I am open to suggestions about the show. Should I keep the stuff on the numbers? Should I bring back quotes? Are you cool with channeled messages? Because I gotta tell you, that well is running dry. But don't fret. There are quotes abound. Should I cut out Terrible Tarot? Go ahead and send us a message and tell us your opinions. I'd love to know. Because I value and respect the opinions of my Stardusties. Speaking of value and respect, this next segment has nothing to do with either. That's right, kiddos. It's time for Terrible Tarot! It's truly terrible. That's right, Sugar Plums. The name of this next segment is Terrible Tarot. Now, why'd you go and call it terrible, you may ask? Well, you wouldn't want to pay for this reading. However, if you want to be a little dumpling and give us money anyway, I do have a segment called Not So Terrible Tarot. You can find that on little old Patreon at patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal. And as you can hear, I am shuffling the cards pretty terribly, because that's the bit! It's all part of the act! And your cards for today are The King of Cups. The Eight of Wands. And Justice. Now, Stardusties, I'm going to need you to gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. And remember, Stardusties, this is a collective reading, which means it applies to the collective, but it may not apply to you. I think that's a convenient way for tarot readers who read for TikTok and YouTube to say, hey, not every reading's going to be accurate for you. So take what resonates. But I am excited to tell you that the Lovers are on the bottom of this deck. And what I think the cards are trying to tell me is that there is someone in your life, possibly a water sign, which would be Pisces, Scorpio, or Cancer. Or it could just be someone who's very emotionally mature. But this someone in their life has gained some insight and some clarity into how they're feeling. And they've taken the time to sort through their thoughts about something. The cards are telling me that they're going to message you or travel toward you. But usually Eight of Wands for me is like a text or a messenger message. But you should expect to get a message soon because this person is going to share their feelings with you. And their emotional maturity, their clarity, is going to set things right for you. It's going to bring balance to your situation. Now, as I said, the Lovers are on the bottom of the deck, so this very well could be a romantic interest. However, if that doesn't apply to you because you're happily married or you're not looking, this could also be somebody who wronged you. A friend, a coworker, a boss. Probably someone older, as it's the King of Cups. But somebody is going to message you, and they're going to set things right in your world. And you deserve it, Stardusties. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to smile. And you deserve justice! I don't think that came out right. I was trying to do the Batman thing. Justice! Maybe a little closer. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe she's super weird! In today's channeled message, how you feel on the inside is what your mind will be searching for on the outside. In today's bizarre headline, from March 3rd, 2023, woman reported missing 31 years ago, found alive in Puerto Rico. The missing persons case of Patricia Copta stumped police. So much time had passed that they eventually declared her dead 7 years later. She went missing from Ross Township in Pennsylvania. She was nicknamed the Sparrow because of her slight build and often frequented parking lots and busy roads. In the largely residential community of about 31,000, north of Pittsburgh, where she would caution passers-by and motorists about the end of the world. Her personality took a drastic change, and doctors eventually diagnosed her with delusions of grandeur and noted that she had some signs of schizophrenia. One day in 1992, she just vanished. I come home one night and she's gone, said her husband of 20 years, Bob Copta. The disappearance stumped authorities and family alike. Police went as far as to consult a psychic, while her husband Bob recalled his wife once mentioned that she wanted to go to Puerto Rico because of its balmy weather. So Bob published missing persons ads in Puerto Rican newspapers. He never got a response. Meanwhile, Patricia had been wandering the streets and towns on the northern part of the island. She was eventually taken to an adult care home, but she wouldn't talk about her past. For nearly 30 years, Patricia was tight-lipped about her history. Only recently, as Patricia began to struggle with bouts of dementia, had she begun to open up about her life in the Ross Township. DNA testing confirmed it was Patricia, which was a relief to Bob, her husband, both because he had been searching for her, and because during that whole experience, he was a suspect. Bob never remarried, but he doesn't plan to visit. He's happy to learn that she's been taken care of this whole time. Patricia's older sister, Gloria, however, plans to go and visit her, given that conversation on a telephone is rather difficult for Patricia at this time. Whether she knows me or not, I still want to see her and give her a hug and tell her I love her, Gloria said. I thought maybe she had died. Now, we've covered strange sounds before. If you're new here, in the very second episode of Star Queen Paranormal, we talked about the hum, the forest grove sound, and the strange trumpet sounds that people are just hearing, I guess, from the sky? But that episode is called Strange Sounds from Across the Globe. It aired June 3rd, and it's going to sound quite different, hopefully, like a less evolved version of the show. So check it out if you want to hear about those sounds. Today's strange sounds come from mostly the ocean and a couple from outer space. Space! Sounds from space. And, like most intriguing topics, I wasn't able to fit them all into this one episode. So there may be a Strange Sounds Part 3 somewhere in your future. But the first sound I would like to talk about is one referred to as the bloop. In 1997, the United States National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, also known as NOAA or NOAA, detected an ultra-low frequency, high-amplitude underwater sound in the South Pacific Ocean. The bloop had sufficient amplitude to be heard on multiple sensors from over 3,000 miles away. And the sound was triangulated to originate from the coast of the southernmost tip of South America. Interestingly, just a fun tidbit, the coordinates for where they triangulated the bloop is not far from the coordinates that H.P. Lovecraft gives for the fictitious sunken city of R'lyeh, which was a city mentioned in The Call of Cthulhu. The sound shares many characteristics with those coming from biological creatures. In fact, it fits those parameters so closely that a large number of researchers are convinced that its origin is animal. However, in order for an aquatic animal to emit a sound that can travel over 3,000 miles through Earth's noisy oceans, scientists believe that it would need to be an incredibly large animal. For reference, the call of a blue whale can only be heard up to 500 miles away. So if the bloop were animal in origin, it would need to be much, much larger than a blue whale, the largest known animal in the ocean. The bloop baffled and intrigued researchers and scientists for years, until about 2012, when the NOAA decided to label the official cause, that they can't really say for sure, but the official hypothesis, I guess, is that the bloop comes from like an ice quake from a glacier in Antarctica, from ice calving. Basically sheets of ice rubbing up against each other. But even though there is an official explanation, a lot of people still aren't sure. I'll let my Stardusties decide for themselves. August 15th, 1977, a strong narrowband radio signal was detected by Ohio State University's Big Ear Radio Telescope in the United States, which at the time was being used to support the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. The unusual signal appeared to be coming from the direction of the constellation Sagittarius, and it bore the expected hallmarks of extraterrestrial origin. Jerry Amon, the astronomer who was listening to the recordings, discovered the anomaly a few days after the recording. He was so impressed by the result that he circled on the computer printout the reading of the signal's intensity, which was 6EQUJ5. He circled that in red and wrote the comment, "Wow!" exclamation point beside it. And this printout is where the sound anomaly gets its name. It's referred to as the "Wow!" signal. The WOW signal lasted for 72 seconds, but nothing like it has been detected ever since. It was the subject of great debate, and I think the leading hypothesis on the origin of the WOW signal was that it was some kind of comet. Now, I know I said that it's 72 seconds long. I'm only going to play a short tidbit. Oh, and headphones warning. The WOW signal is a little more high-pitched, so this is your moment to turn down your headphones, or skip ahead 30 seconds now. In 2014, autonomous underwater acoustic machines captured a sound in the deepest part of the ocean, as far as we know, the Mariana Trench. The sound lasts between 2.5 to 3.5 seconds. It includes 5 separate parts with dramatic range and frequency from 38 hertz to a metallic-sounding 8,000 hertz, and this sound is known as the Western Pacific Biotwang. It was rather difficult to identify because of the range of frequencies, but the current and most prevailing theory is that the sound is actually from a baleen whale. Like, it's a sound that researchers haven't heard from the baleen whale before. A senior faculty research assistant in marine bioacoustics from Oregon State University and lead author of the study of the biotwang sound admits that the baleen whale theory could be wrong, or perhaps not as understood, because the sound was captured during a time in which the baleen whales aren't really found in that part of the world, during that season. The research team says, "The complex structure of the Western Pacific biotwang sound, the frequency sweep, and the metallic nature of the part of this call are all very similar characteristics of dwarf minke whale Star Wars calls. Now, the bio twang was recorded on multiple occasions from autumn 2014 to spring 2015 in the Marianas Trench. And if you listen, the sound does have like a very science fiction sound to it. And here is another bio twang recording. In May 1997, the NOAA detected a sound they call slow down from an area off the Antarctic Peninsula. The sound slowly descends in frequency over about 7 minutes. The slowdown sound has been repeated over the years. The source of slowdown is thought to be an iceberg slowing to stop when it comes in contact with the sea floor, but also a debated origin sound. The soundbite on the NOAA website is the exact same sound, sped up 16 times. I was able to find a snippet of it at original speed. In April 2002, the Cassini spacecraft began detecting radio emissions from Saturn. The radio emissions captured are similar to Earth's auroral radio emissions. The spectrum of frequency and time suggests that Saturn has several small radio sources moving along Saturn's magnetic field. I think all that to say that it's probably a naturally occurring frequency. The sound sample from NASA says that the original recording is 27 minutes long. The NASA website has one that's been compressed to a smaller size and shortened. And because the frequencies were well above the human hearing range, everything was shifted downward by a factor of 44. And another headphones warning, this sound clip is also high-pitched. You can skip ahead about a minute now. In August 2014, the European Space Agency Rosetta probe picked up a sound quite like ticking or a long string of slowed down, low-pitched dolphin clicks coming from Comet 67P/CG. Comet 67P was on its way to the sun. It is also known as Rosetta's Singing Comet. The sound picked up from Comet 67P was very different compared to sounds picked up from other comets. The scientific explanation for the source of the sound is that a stream of charged particles ejected from the surface of the comet. But it's still strange and extraordinary. Take a listen, Stardusties. And last but not least, the upsweep. The upsweep is an unidentified sound detected on the American NOAA's Equatorial Autonomous Hydropone Arrays. This sound was present when the Pacific Marine Environmental Laboratory began recording its sound surveillance system, the SOSUS, in August 1991. It consists of a long train of narrowband upsweeping sounds of several seconds durations each. And researchers have concluded that the upsweep sounds are seasonal. They tend to peak in the springtime and autumn. The upsweep sounds have become quieter than the initial recording, but they're still loud enough to record every year. Volcanic seismic activity has been detected near the source of the sounds. But according to the NOAA website, the source of this sound is unresolved. The clip I have is the upsweep in real time. A lot of sources have it sped up 16 times. So just keep that in mind if you go looking for the upsweep sound on the NOAA website. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. That upsweep sound, it kind of sounds like every time Frodo put on the One Ring in Lord of the Rings. Like a Ringwraith family reunion. The first thing I imagine you'd hear in the first circle of Dante's Inferno. So, I'm going to have fun. Knowing that there's somewhere on the planet where the abyss sounds like that. Anyway, Stardusties, if you or someone you love have a paranormal story they'd like to share, or episode suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check us out at Facebook and Instagram. And, I mean, don't bother with TikTok, but I do have a TikTok for Star Queen Paranormal. All of those are Star Queen Paranormal. And if you like the program and you want to give us some money, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/StarQueenParanormal. where you get exclusive bragging rights for supporting this very exclusive show that so few fans know about. I wouldn't say few. There's actually quite a bit of listeners. Not like super famous podcast numbers, but enough to keep this going for a bit. Anyway, if you'd like to get in on the ground floor of support, patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. I am trying to get better about Patreon exclusives. And so, Stardusties, an old maritime superstition considered bananas bad luck for carrying as cargo on ships. The superstition was especially strong in the 1700s, because it was observed that most of the ships carrying a cargo of bananas disappeared at sea and never made it to their destinations. So, Stardusties, don't bring bananas with you on your next ocean adventure. Always remember that you are mightier than the monsters. Until next time, on to the next phase in life, may your path be paved in starlight. Continue existing as you would, my dudes.